Welcome to Fed Scoop Radio, and now your host, David Stagan.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fed Scoop Radio for Friday, May 24th, 2013. I am your host, David Stagan. Hope everybody out there is, well, still at work. Obviously, we have the big three-day weekend coming up. Memorial Day is Monday. I know a lot of federal government employees, I've heard numbers as high as 5% are actually furloughed today. Plus, you're going to have people obviously taking vacation to take advantage of the three-day weekend and extend it out a little bit. So I hope there are still some people around, because yesterday was a very exciting day in the world of federal technology. Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of the digital government strategy, and as you know, that one-year anniversary came with a set of deadlines for a number of mandates that were included in the strategy. Things like federal agencies having to have their two APIs completed, federal agencies needing to set up the developer pages on their websites. All of these things were actually due yesterday, and some federal agencies went right down to the gun. They had a lot of major announcements yesterday when it came to things regarding this. With so much stuff coming out, we at FedScoop tried to, well, help you out a little bit, as we do. We have a guide up on FedScoop.com that explains as best as we could all the stuff that was put out yesterday in regards to the digital government strategy. We have links to some agency blog posts where they describe what they do. We have, there were some releases from the White House and from the CIO Council on some different strategies, on some different guidelines that were put out, including the CIO Council put out one on mobile apps. So some really interesting stuff to come out yesterday. U.S. CIO Steve Van Roekel, he did a press call with reporters yesterday where he talked about, among many things, that what the digital government strategy really does is give federal agencies what he called a hall pass to innovate. It gave them basically the excuse, well, not the excuse, maybe that's the wrong word, but the freedom to want to innovate. He said with the fiscal challenges, with customer demands, citizen demands increasing, this was a great time for organizations to really think outside the box, come up with new ways of doing things, really be experimental within an efficient model to do things and how they operate and really create a government for the 21st century. So it was really interesting to see what Van Roekel had to say and a lot of the stuff that came out with it. I honestly didn't know going into the day how much fanfare this one-year anniversary was going to get with all the deliverables, but it was really lots of great stuff put out yesterday. So if you check that out on FedScoop.com, two separate stories. Like I said, we had the guide, and then we also had a write-up of Van Roekel's comments that he made to the press. So really looking forward to the long weekend. When you get back from the long weekend, or if you want to do it now, make sure to check out FedScoop. We are just a couple days away now, well, a couple weeks, from Fed Talks, our gigantic event, our Super Bowl, if you will, of federal IT leaders. Both Steve Van Roekel and Todd Park are scheduled to attend. And one of the interesting people we have coming is Frank Abagnale. You might remember him as the source character for the movie Catch Me If You Can that starred Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. And actually, it's just one of those great rewatchable movies. So he's going to be speaking as well. If you stay tuned here, we have a commercial that our CEO, Goldie Kamali, recorded that will tell you more about FedScoop and Fed Talks, and we'll give more information about the event. So make sure to sign up. If you're government, it's free. We'd love to have you. And if you're industry, it'll cost a little bit, but it will be worth it. It's a full day of great content around federal technology. So I think that'll cover it. Hope everybody out there really has a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Now here's Goldie.
Hi, this is Goldie Kamali, CEO of FedScoop.com, and I'd like to invite you to join us for Fed Talks 2013 on June 12th. Fed Talks 2013 is D.C.'s largest annual gathering of the top 1,000 leaders from the government IT community coming together for one day to discuss how technology can change government. We're hosting this at the Arena Stage this year on June 12th, so save your spot at fedtalks.com or fedscoop.com today. Speakers include C-level executives from the Executive Office of the President, DOD, DHS, GSA, tech titans from around the country, and members of Congress. This year, FedScoop's going to be celebrating our 5th anniversary, so we'll be putting on a show for you. Expect awesome music, celebrity speakers, and fabulous food as well. Register today at FedScoop.com to save your spot for DC's biggest government IT networking event of the year. Visit FedScoop.com or FedTalks.com to be a part of this once-in-a-lifetime gathering. I hope to see you there.